It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. Ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is. The Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up, what's up, what's up, man? We are back in the building at the Boss Fest. Guess it ain't even a table no more. We're at the Boss Fest couch. Man, how y'all doing today? Listen, I'm excited. Y'all see how excited I am?
Excited, because you sound so sad.
I sound sad?
Yes.
Damn, my bad. I thought I was excited, but I guess I sound sad.
Like,
so excited. Man, it is a new year. We've been gone for about
I don't even know how long we've been gone for. Life has been lifing, so I don't know.
Well, listen, we back. So life has been life and things have been happening. A lot of things going on. We finna talk about how we closed out 2024. We're gonna talk about 2025. We just finna talk today. We ain't even really got a topic. So wherever the conversation steer us, that's where we gonna go.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Like, what's the topic? Like, we back. But like, is the topic just we back?
No, we gonna talk about some things.
All right. Well, let's get into it. I'm excited. We're gonna talk about some things.
Listen, so 2024 is gone. How did you feel like you did?
So I guess because this is their first time hearing from us since 2025 started. But for me, 2024 was a awesome year, I felt like. So I felt like we did a lot of things. I felt like we did a lot.
Listen, we did. Graduations, all the stuff that takes with that. Oldest child going into college. Trip to Africa. A lot of different, a lot of different events and things we got ourselves involved in 2024. A lot of connections made, and a few connections severed. But hey, that's life. You know, it is what it is.
In life, as you level up, everyone doesn't come with you. I don't necessarily I can't think of any connections necessarily lost. I do feel like I was introduced to some new people. And I just feel like 2024 for us was a great setup for how amazing 2025 is going to be.
I hear you. Some connect, you said not lost, but severed.
You said severed, and you're going to try to make it be that I said that.
Okay,
I said that I don't think that there's any connections that were necessarily really lost.
Okay,
you're going to make me be done saying what you just said.
I was trying. My bad. But listen. I hate you. I'm excited what 2025 is going to bring. I know right now, I guess in the U.S., we're at a place of, political uncertainty. But that ain't got nothing to do with anything we got going on. Anyway, we always got to find out how to grind, take care of our family. So that's going to play out however it play out. And we ain't going to let that weigh us down in 2025. We just going to find ways to come up and keep moving forward.
Well, I think for me, because obviously I'm always listening to Social Proof podcast, and they say like they kind of name the year. I feel like for me, 2025 is like the year of going after the bag. So the connections and the people around me, like I just want to be around people who are going to go get it. You know what I mean? Like they're after something. They're on a mission. People who are looking for growth. That's what I'm about. Thank you for the welcome back. For sure. But that, I mean, that for me, that's what 2025 is. So I don't like, that's why I was saying, like, I don't see any connections necessarily lost. I know as you start elevating or you start changing, you automatically shed, you know, some people around you because everybody can't go to the next stage with you. So that's why I don't necessarily see like any connections lost. And I think people that are supposed to be with us will gravitate to us. And the movement will show us like the circles we're supposed to be. So I think it's gonna be all good stuff.
Hey. So I'm just replaying back all of 2024 and things we've been exposed to. You know, the weirdest thing for me that I got exposed to that I guess I don't have a regret, but I wanna figure out a way to like maybe recapture it. Is when I'm watching my daughter go through this college process and I'm going to these campuses, I'm picking her up. We go into the classic, the games and stuff like that. And I'm seeing all the fraternities and the sororities. And I'm like, man, you know what? I really wish I had joined the fraternity, man. Like one of them divine nine fraternities. It's like in my spirit. So I've been.
I don't really understand what you are talking about.
Like,
so in 2024, it reminded you that 32 years ago, you should have been in a fraternity.
Yes. Why you hating on that? Yes.
I'm just trying to understand.
What I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes when you in a moment of reflection, it takes you to places you try to figure out how you can recapture things at time. Right. So I got online. I'm trying to figure out, all right, man, besides me going to a school and trying to pledge for a fraternity, how can I be a member? I'm like, man, you could do some honorary stuff. All right, man, what steps do it take to do that? So I was researching all that stuff, and it just led me down a rabbit hole of how people get honorary degrees and all these certificates and all this stuff. And I was like, man, I'm missing out on a lot of things I should be recognized for. But I'm just trying to figure out, man, how can I recapture some of this stuff? I think based off of some stuff I've seen, I should be a presidential award winner.
I'm just so confused.
Don't be confused. Follow me. This is the podcast of whatever we're going to talk about.
It is the podcast of just running you to some stuff that you don't understand what the hell the person next to you is saying.
Well, that's what marriage is, too. You just run with me, baby. Just run with me.
So
why are you looking for structure today? There is no structure.
Okay, so somebody said okay, so DJ said you could pledge grad chapter because you didn't.
I ain't even graduate.
Right.
I don't even know how I do that.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I got to figure this out. But no. The reason why because, you know, when you start searching, you start
researching. It's like you try to make sense of your rambling, and I'm just like,
this is the podcast of whatever I'm going to say today.
First of all, you did pledge something or another.
It was not a divine nine,
but it was something or another, and I don't understand. You were in, I don't want to tell what year you was in college, right? I don't want to do that to you, but what I'm
2000 saying, it is okay.
All right, so you was in college in the year
2000.
It is 2025, yep. And you're saying last year it made you reflect on the fact that you didn't pledge, and you want to do what now?
I want to figure out how I can become an honorary member. I want to become, listen, thank you for the help, DJ. She's just hating.
No, he tried to help. Understand that he said, I tried to help,
whatever.
But you can't pledge grad chapter because you have to.
Graduate?
Yes. Come on now. Somebody going to receive this word today.
I'm trying to figure out who can I put some money in some hands somewhere. Get an honorary something.
Okay, so let's just, you're not going to be an honorary pledge. You cannot be an honorary Q or whatever. To put that to the side, that's not going to be in your destiny.
Okay, so I can't
do that.
What
else you want to be an honorary of?
So since I was looking through that stuff, I saw that I actually qualify to be a presidential award winner. And I was like, man, because, you know, when you hear certain awards, you're like, man, them things are amazing. But then when I looked at the qualifications, I was like, dang, it's only 4,000 hours of documented community service hours.
So listen,
I just
want to stop you right there. I just want to stop you right there on the pot, because you try to say some things and you try to slide them in there. Like, I just see this. I just noticed this. Oh. And you throw in your little shade. And then I'm not throwing no shade. Yes, you do. And then I respond and I become the shady one. I'm not going down that path.
You ain't doing that in 2025.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that with you today. So listen to what I'm saying.
Whatever.
If you would like to be an honorary whatever, because you see that you qualify.
I qualify.
Fill out whatever.
The form.
Whatever form you got to fill out to qualify and submit your community service hours, your honorary degrees, whatever it is you have to do, go ahead and submit that. But you finna leave me out of the shadiness today.
I wasn't putting you in. I'm just talking about me.
I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you I came here today to bring the word. And what I'm not going to do is sit on this boss couch and go down this shady path with you today.
What else? All right. No honorary award recipient for me then. I just put
Lamar
my 4,000 hours.
Somebody get you a jacket. I don't think you're allowed to wear that jacket. So I'm going to say stay away from that too. Because if you get beat up by wearing some jacket for an organization you do not belong to, I am not going to help you.
You're supposed to be ride or die.
I do be ride or die, but not for the foolishness. You do not play with the Divine Nine. So you...
I ain't saying nothing about the Divine Nine.
I'm telling you about the jacket. Just don't do that.
What up? So you said you ain't doing that, your word. You was okay, so you was talking about your word or your thing for the Social Proof Podcast. Let me preface it better.
So you're trying to bring it back.
So I'm going to bring it back. And you said that they normally start the year off with a word.
Donnie say that. Donnie Wiggins said that every year she kind of like categorizes how she feels like the year will be. So whether it's a year of change or shifting, whatever that is, I haven't come up with a word for 2025, but I definitely feel like it feels like a year of movement to me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it needs to be a year of me just going after the bag. Like, I think there's going to be a lot of change that happens in our life. And it's all going to be, you know, towards elevating.
That is great. I think the elevation gonna come, but I'm gonna enjoy the petty. You know, I've been living in a world of let me try to be better than thou for so long. I think I'm gonna return energy. So that will be my word for 2025. I'm gonna return the energy. If it's positive, I'm gonna give positive energy. If it's negative, I'm gonna give negative energy. If it's petty, I'm going to give petty energy. If it's uplifting, I'm going to give it. My word
so
is
So you
be
came today and you
energy.
Told the devil to use you.
I told the devil.
Feel like what you are trying to do is just incite my spirit. I told you I wasn't finna sit on this boss fist couch and go back and forth with you.
We're not
today.
Going back and forth. We're just having a general conversation.
No, because you saying that.
Use me.
You are saying that you are going to allow whatever energy it is. And what I'm telling you is we are on an elevation path. I'm not elevating alone. We are on an elevation path.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm telling you. So after I've gotten through reading the 48 Laws of Power, I realized that everybody's a hustler. Everybody's scamming. You got to figure out how to navigate through all of it.
So you have to find your own hustle and your own scam?
Man, I'm finna navigate energies.
Okay.
Or I'm gonna return energies. So
yeah, I feel like the thing in my face.
But now you done touched it. Now I'm doing some other stuff.
That's true.
See, there you go.
Okay, so I already return energy. So I mean, I guess that just is what it is. You're gonna return energy.
I am. So I think that's a good place though. I'm planning to put myself in a positive space and in spaces where the energy is going to be positive. But just in case if I find myself down them dark roads, I want to let the devil know right now at the beginning of 2025, it's going to be some moments you can use me. That's all I'm saying.
So what I'll say, 2024 taught me a lot. and what I realized are like the vision that I see. I think people get close to you for a couple different reasons. Like people either see your light so that they feel like, hey, I want to get close. I see the movement and I want to support and like help the movement. Okay. Other people get close because they see the same thing, but they either want to dim the light, or I don't want to call like biting off of you, but it's just not healthy. And I feel like a few relationships left me drained in 2024, right? And I'm not necessarily returning petty energy, but I am always a person that I'm going to say what I got to say.
I'm getting that off me. I'm not going to hold on to any of it.
You're a holder. I don't know what you're talking about.
Which is why I'm saying I'm not holding no more. Typically,
that's on you. Like,
I would hold the energy and I would try to be like, man, no, man, maybe go a different route.
I don't feel like, dude,
I'm no longer listening to Michelle Obama.
Like, petty. You should listen to.
If they go low, I'm getting to the flow.
She changed it. She said, if they go low, she going to stay home. She going to stay home.
They go low, I'm getting on the flow. I'm with it.
Well, whatever. So what I'm saying is I definitely feel like some relationships would have left me drained for 2024, which is why I feel like I'm on an elevation path. Like that happened and we still had a very successful, very positive year. Now the relationships that I'm building are should be designed to help me elevate. The one thing that one of the lessons that I learned is just if you feel drained from a relationship, just end it fast. Like a lot of times, my partner would sometimes be like, hey, rethink that. Hey, it's not what it is. And it causes me to second guess how I feel about certain things. I'm not giving any second guesses to anything. If the energy doesn't feel right, then I will just move on or separate myself from it. Because, I mean, you only got one shot at this. There's no need to keep involving yourself with people who may not have your best interest in mind.
I apologize, babe. I'm not finna tell you to hold on to toxic energy in your life no more. If somebody gives you toxic energy,
the energy don't even have to be toxic. It just don't, you know, like how you just be around someone, it just don't feel right. You know, it's like, I don't know what it is, but it just feel off. So I'm just gonna be out.
So if the energy feels off, so let me rephrase that. So not necessarily energy is toxic.
And I wish, like, so if anyone is paying attention, have you ever just been in a situation like, man, I don't know, like this energy just feel weird. I can't place it. I just don't feel as comfortable as I normally do around you. And that's what I mean. So if anyone knows what I'm talking about, y'all chime in, whatever. But
so
that's
not
what
the
I mean.
Toxic energy, but the weird energy.
I mean, because once the energy is like toxic, like, of course, you know, like I should escape.
Some people
this.
Don't know it's toxic.
But it's true, because I'm typically a person that's like, ooh. Is it toxic? I
think it depends on the person. You know, we give people certain elevations in life, and we may allow for them to display more of their toxic traits and try to find ways to live in it than people that we don't.
That should be your lesson for 2025. Stop elevating individuals. Like, people are all people. Don't elevate them beyond what they are. But continue.
Listen, I told you I'm returning energy, but we ain't doing it. But I think 2025 is going to be great for us. But like I said, we took a few weeks off to close out the year. We had a lot of things
By accident too.
It did happen by accident. It was not intentional. Like, we was like, oh my God, we're going to do the podcast, and then this came up, and that came up, and it was just like, okay, I guess the Lord wants us to sit down for a second, but let's make sure we get back on it. And we were supposed to start this a few weeks ago, but then stuff started happening again. So I was like, all right, the next time we do it, let's make sure we finally move up to the space where I want to, so that we get the different angles. I ain't mad at the look. I got to get used to it. How you feeling this new look, the new setting?
I'm not in love with it, but I mean, I am being supportive. I will say, I'd like to just point out the growth. When we started this podcast on season one, the sound guy was trash.
Oh, we back to this sound shit again.
We is, because I'm just saying, though, the sound guy was trash, and you got to see the elevation in what you do. So when you start out something and it's not right, and I want to say all season one, I just sold you out. Like, you listen.
You sold me out all season two as well.
Well, anyway, okay. The point is,
I'm returning energy 2025. Just know, but continue.
The point is that I feel like the sound sounds amazing, at least for me. Y'all can let me know how what y'all think. And I see the growth.
I appreciate you selling out and lifting me up, I guess, like a proper wife should. You're keeping me humble.
You know what? So as you return the energy, I want to be very clear. Like, sometimes I return energy and I don't even realize it. Like, it just happens. So if you catch a stray because you out here talking about certain things, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Be clear. That's a disclaimer. That's all you getting.
All right. That's all the disclaimer I'm getting.
But yeah, so I feel like 2025 is going to be a great year. I know we have some things coming up. The black market is on February 1st. I'm really excited about that.
Excited about the black market. Big Z, Simone. I think this is the second event they did.
Yeah, this is the second one.
The first one was success. This one going to be success. They asked us to come in, provide media coverage this year. So we're excited about that. We're going to create a vibe outside at the black market.
I hope it's not freezing. I'm really excited because it takes us back to what the podcast really is. Because, business. Right, because what Boss Fest is really showing you the journey of the entrepreneur and hearing the uncut highs and lows of the entrepreneurial journey. So being able to be at the black market and sitting with other entrepreneurs and being able to talk to them about, you know, the highs and lows and what business really means to them. I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for creating a look. I'm trying to put a club at the black market at the Boss Fest tent. The Boss Fest tent is going to be a vibe.
Yeah, I think bosses should vibe out as well. Like, it doesn't have to be all business suit. I think 2024, you know, that was like the move. Like, you can be a business owner, but be yourself as you're doing that. So I think we should definitely vibe out at the black market. If you're listening, share the podcast, tag a business owner. Come out and check us out.
Man, shout out to the people that still got a business in 2025. Hey, man, shout out to you. 2024 might have been a tough year for you. If you survived it, you still in business, you still putting forth the effort, man. Shout out to you. Congratulations to the people in 2024 who wasn't able to transfer their business into 2025. Don't give up on it. It's still a way. Find a way to get it. Put it in front of people. Change your marketing. Change your strategy. There's different things you can do. The game is changing, so don't get left behind. But
business is not easy. Like, it is not for the weak by any means. It's just a lot. Like, we have poured a lot into business, and you don't always get the... You have to be
insane, almost, to want to have a business.
You said you have to be insane to have a business?
You think about it. So, you're putting yourself through undue stress and
scrutiny. I thought she was going to say scratch.
I was going to mess it up, but
oh, Lord.
Undue stress.
It was going to hurt my soul.
I ain't going to say it no more because I'm going to mess it up this third time. Because you're trying to invest in yourself, and a lot of times you don't even know where to start, right? You just throw something out there, and if it sticks, then you try to see how can you reproduce those results and everything like that. Everybody on social media look like they living the best life, the grandest life, and you just struggling and stuff like that. And they try to make it seem like it's so easy for you to do it too. Why aren't you doing it? And you be like, no, this is only for a select few. And even for them select few, they can't sustain it. Did I say that right? Sustain it. It's her fault. But
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait a minute. You in the middle of your sentence, you just don't know?
I lost my train of thought.
Oh, my. What? Do you need some Adderall? Like something? You need something.
That's sick. You got to be insane to be in business. I'm losing my mind. It's part of that.
So, yes. You pour a lot of money into business, and sometimes you don't get the return that you want. A lot of times you start a business and you don't know the ins and outs of business. But as people say, you got to start, right? You can't be afraid of starting. You can't be afraid of putting yourself out there, but it's definitely not easy. Like, we've had a lot of hard days, a lot of just like stressful nights, and like, what do we do? What's the answer? Or what path should we take in business? It's just not easy.
Yeah, we even lost a couple of business. Think about it. We started several different businesses in 2021. Pens, Hypnotize Me. And we ain't talking about them no more. Listen, the CBD game is crazy. Ain't even no point of losing no more money behind that. It ain't built for us. Whatever those rules in place that they locked that stuff in, that ain't even worth losing no more sleep about it.
I mean, we were really excited and we were hoping that the vote for the marijuana in Florida would have went a different way. But nonetheless, like minorities in the CBD game, it's definitely hard to maneuver. So
I may still, y'all.
Thank you for the welcome back.
Y'all may see some relics of the Hypnotize Me shirts every now and then. If I'm out in public, I may see if I can find a bottle or two. Yeah, it ain't even worth the stress. But that's us having to look at our business plan and be like, man, does this make sense? Even with pens, the grant writing stuff, you know, it's something I can do. I had a passion for it. Once I got in the business and I realized, man, you know what? The business took the passion out of it for me. When it wasn't a business of mine, I loved doing it. Once it became people at my head about what's this and what's that, it's like, you know what? You don't know what I'm investing in to try to find this funding in these tangible goods for your organization. And like, a lot of people become unappreciative, ungrateful. You're like, you know what, man? I ain't got time for this stress. Let me just step away from it. But that's why we transform in Boss Fest. It will be going down the first Sunday in October, whatever date that is. But it is the first Sunday in October, whatever date that is.
Why you said that twice?
Sometimes people got to hear it twice.
Well, I'll tell you the date.
But
so it's October 5th.
October 5th. So that was going to be the official date for Boss Fest. Back in Tampa, back at the Embassy Suites, hopefully, everything.
I mean, just lock it in.
Lock it in now.
We've learned definitely from trial and error that when doing that, start early. Advertise early, advertise often. And what we want to do this year to really solidify our message with what Boss Fest is and completely create that brand. But there's a question. It says, does that mean I can't get any more of my favorite drinks? I think that it doesn't mean that. Just hit him on the side. Yeah. He makes special orders for certain people. Mm. I was trying to wink. But as far as the business goes, and she's asking about Hypnotize Me, it's really hard to build a brand when you can't even advertise on social media. And I think those are some of the lessons that you learn in business is when we started that hemp brand, we didn't realize social media was going to be as hard as it was. And I mean, we tried to sing and dance on TikTok, but only one of us was singing and dancing. So it didn't work out.
I don't want to shuck and jive, but to me, it
don't
didn't
get
make,
me started.
I got it.
It didn't
make sense to me. I didn't feel it was right because I can look at other people's brands out there on social media and whatever money they had or whatever support they had, you can see all their content. But the moment we post something or did something, when we said anything, it was flagged. Then we didn't even say nothing and it was flagged.
And we got other people pages towed down.
We
appreciate the support, but.
Like somebody said, just go check them out. They got flagged. Like, what the hell happened? They ain't even say anything, but you know what? We got it. You don't want us in this space. Ain't no point of us stressing ourselves out about it. Cool. But I think we just gonna invest all our energy in the Boss Fest, transforming that. I think we do got a good talent because of those things that we've been through. We can actually we want to help inspire the. Me, I believe Boss Fest should go a direction of inspiring the 9 to 5 or to find that entrepreneur spirit.
I mean, you're mumbling, but like, is this you like thinking out loud on the podcast?
I'm thinking through how I want to word how I want to word it. You know, because I want it to flow as I get close to the boss. I want to help that 9-to-5 find that entrepreneur spirit. Everybody could use an additional 20, 30, 40,000. If you could find a way to get that extra bag, let's work through that. And I think I'm working on a few templates that will allow for people to kind of have a better idea of what entrepreneur journey to take. Because if I really was talking to somebody for real and they said, hey, man, what do you like? What do you not like? What are your hobbies? What are your interests? We probably would have never went into CBD.
So you're saying, I'm just going to, you know, summarize this, that you want to coach people who are working a 9-to-5 on how to find their side hustle. And based on their likes and dislikes, that's the side hustle that they should get into?
I'm still working out the kinks, but yes. Because if, let's say, the one thing people want to follow is somebody that has a proven track record, right? If you don't have a proven track record in business or in as an entrepreneur, why follow you? And a lot of people get caught up in these fake coaches and saying, oh man, I can do this for you, I can do that for you. And then in the end, they're not even where they say they want, they can get somebody at, right? So what can I get you? I definitely know what it's like to lose businesses now through not having the right ideal or the right strategy. I know what it's like to be successful in business, because when we did pins, pins could be huge right now. But the amount of work it would have took to keep it sustained felt way much more work than I ever wanted to do ever in life. It was just crazy to me. Like, and we gave people too much access to us, and it was never an off switch. Like, we would get calls at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning talking about some stuff. Like,
bring it back so that I understand, because your train of thought to me right now was just all over the place.
I may be everywhere, but hey, it's a brand new year. Let me be everywhere.
I mean, I'm just trying to understand and have a little conversation with you, but we went through so many branches of the tree. I just feel like we're all over here lost, wondering, what are you doing?
It's just you always want to be lost. Everybody else is
with you. I don't want to be lost. I would like to be found. Can you find me?
Sure. I will try my best to find you. No, I just want to, expand upon the Boss Fest brand. That's what I'm trying to allude to. I want to create a brand that's strong enough that it's generating sustainable income. I want it to be able to grow. The event itself is powerful, but I got to find something else that can generate income. And that's what I'm working while I build the Boss Fest brand.
Okay, so you wanted to announce to everyone, don't ask you about no other businesses, because you just Team Boss Fest. Is that what you doing?
Listen, don't you want to ask me about a grant? Cool, I'll give you whatever information in that moment. Don't ask me nothing else beyond that. I ain't finna write it for you. I ain't finna structure.
I think in saying that, I think that's where you're wrong. Like, so I'm in wrong. In my opinion. What I believe is, and I'm not saying you got to write a grant for someone, but if you're talking about Boss Fest and what we encompass is the entrepreneur spirit, I think you have to show people how to get the bag. So if you know the path to going to get grants and what that is, then maybe you put together a course, a teaching or something, so that people can still go after that. And they can still come to you and ask you those questions. I'm not telling you got to be a writer, because that's where you were locked down and it's like, I got to write this and it's so time consuming and yada, yada, yada. But I definitely think that you still have to be the coach that shows people. There's a lot of people in our community that are doing business the right way. And if they had access to those funds, they could be doing so much more. So it's probably just a teach, show, do. Like, you teach them, you show them, they do it, opposed to you doing it for them. But I just don't think you should say, hey, this ain't what I'm doing. Like, Boss Fest should be the spot where people know, as entrepreneurs, to come. You find your next coach, you find your next partner. We encompass all amazing things in entrepreneurship and minority business.
Okay, I'm gonna work through my presentation, that is. But
I think I sold that. I don't know what you're talking about. Work through what? I think I just sold it.
Yes, you sold through me doing it. So I have to believe in the process, so I want to do it. You can say whatever. If I don't buy into it, then it won't go nowhere.
That's the same with anybody else. So while you want to tell other people about their business, you got to buy into it. Like, you got to work this thing day and night, especially if you're in a 9-to-5. You got to work that 9-to-5 all day and then come back and work your business harder than you work that 9-to-5. It takes a lot of drive for somebody to do that. Yes, it does. So if you're not bought in to what you're doing, nobody's going to buy into you. Did I just coach you on the podcast?
Just coach me a little bit. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm just saying you got to stay true to this. So the point is for 2025 to level up. So if you're encompassing Boss Fest and we're doing all things Boss Fest to level up, all your self-doubt and whatever that is, you got to leave that in 2024. Like, I let your pettiness come because I love a good, like, petty moment. But all the other stuff, you got to leave where you found it.
I feel that.
So this comment says, yes, teach, show, do, change the vision, don't stop the income. Period. That's what you need that butt.
Period. It's over there somewhere, Will.
I did it for you.
It was so terrible. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that sound ever again.
This is what we need. DJ and his little sound effects.
Why are you minimizing his sound effects?
How did I minimize his sound effects?
This is what we need, DJ and his little sound effects.
Because they're small. So like, it's not like big. It's little. Oh my God. Oh, like I said, his little job.
Yeah.
Bruh, come on.
It gave little job energy. Oh, look at his little job or whatever. Oh, I see your little business or whatever.
That's so crazy.
It gave that energy.
That's so crazy. Okay.
I'm just trying to protect my brother.
Right.
So I'm thinking about how 2025 is already starting to shape up.
I don't know what moves. Are you saying words?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Will you let me finish my comment?
My bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You had something to say?
No. I just wanted to see, like, were you saying sentence? Like, were you forming a sentence?
I was formulating a sentence.
Okay, go ahead.
No. I'm done. You just
bitch. You didn't say nothing. You didn't say nothing. Oh my God. You didn't say nothing. You gonna have to return the energy because you was like, and then I tried to say something. Anyway, moving on. So what I want to ask you, since you are now this new petty version of yourself, are there any people that you are leaving in 2024 since you feel like you have shed some people? And who are those people that you're leaving?
I'll put the initials in the chat.
The initials? We supposed to guess people from initials?
Hey, man, I ain't got time to be starting drunk. See, I'm leaving that in 2024.
You said you were bringing petty in 2025, so I was just asking. I wanted to see how petty. Entertain. No, I'm not doing it, but I just want to see how
you
petty
want to set
you,
me out
you
there.
Were. Yes.
Crazy.
I mean, I just want to see how far you was going to go with your newfound pettiness.
I'll put the initials in the chat someday. Not today.
Lord. But I definitely think for 2024, we started setting ourselves up for success so that 2025 was successful. I definitely think our last Boss Fest that we had in 2024 was the beginning of a new era. Like, I think we've been getting better, if that makes sense, right? I see the vision a lot more clearly now. Why are you shaking your head?
I don't necessarily agree.
You don't think that we're getting better?
I think 2024, we let off the gas a little bit.
We let off the so it wasn't as good.
To me, from an optics point of view, and I guess that's because I judge us harsher. I felt like 2023 Boss Fest looked a little bit better than 2024. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
And the reason why is because we put more focus on our child than the business and the brand. And when we finally tried to crank back up and, like, get serious about the business, we didn't give ourselves enough time to be as successful as previous year's trend, as we were trending in previous years.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, I believe this year we start to grind earlier. We start solidifying dates. We start solidifying speakers, start investing in different things to get the optics the right way. So that way I know that I put the best product forward. It's almost like when you prepare for a game and you know you didn't give your best, you weren't practicing that good the day before. Like, you know you should be, you might have still won, but you didn't prepare and practice yourself. And you go back and look at the stats and be like, yeah, that was some turnovers. That was some missed shots. And it's just one of those moments. Still won the game, but you got to go back and just recoach yourself. That's what I felt like 2024 was.
So we need to go back to the drawing board. That's what you're saying.
For me, it was how you look at it is how you look at it. I'm not going to project what I see upon you, and I hope you don't do that to me, but we're going to try anyway. But I felt like 2024, from a boss fest perspective, I didn't give it as much energy as I should have, because I prioritized something else. And those things will continue to come up in life, those other priorities, but I still have to make that a focal point. And I got to start, you know, maximizing my time every day to ensure that I can see that future success. Things I'm doing today is going to help shape what Boss Fest is in October. So that's the play.
I definitely think with the way that the environment feels right now, that we definitely need to make sure that we're focusing on a financial piece. I know Boss Fest isn't until October, but what I'd like to see us do is some small networking events, maybe even some small seminars leading up to Boss Fest. And I think it's important that we talk about, you know, going after the bag. I think this year, a lot of people will have to be saving their money and making sure they're using their funding wisely. So I feel like just the financial aspect of things is going to be very important, especially for minorities in business in 2025.
Why minorities in business?
Because sometimes it's harder for us to get funding from certain avenues. And so we need to know how to go after the bag.
I'm just curious, what do you think is going to make it harder for us?
It's always hard for us. I didn't say necessarily. Like, I feel like
you said now it's going to be harder.
Yes. So I feel
what
like
is going to make it harder now for us.
I just feel like the environment of different changes right now,
you mean the political environment,
may make it harder. You know what I meant.
I don't know what you mean. You're just talking in code right now.
I'm not talking in code. So I'm talking in understanding, which is why you knew
believe,
what I meant.
So you believe the
but what I'm saying is it's always hard. I think this year it may be harder. It is more important, or still just as important, for us to know how to get funding for our businesses.
Okay. So you believe due to the political climate, it is going to make things more challenging.
Not you trying to readjust and re-say what I just said.
For minority businesses. I just want to make sure I got clarity. That's it.
Do you feel clear?
You won't specify if that's true. You're saying
that is exactly what I am saying.
All right. So I think that regardless of who's in office, who's the governor, who's whatever, you got to figure out how you chase your bag. If you worried about the governor or the president and not worried about the councilman and the mayor in your city, then that's a whole different problem.
You need to worry about all of them.
You do. But what are these people that's locally doing that's going to impact that? Because they're the ones who control what we can do around here. So if they haven't put any proclamations out there, then shoot, go after the bag. I will say, while we don't know what these new executive orders and tariffs and all that stuff will do to us, I know everybody's going to be a little bit more, I ain't going to say stingy with their money. I think they're going to be a little bit more selective with their funds. So if they don't see a value in what you're doing, they're not going to just willingly give it like how they might have done before. So create a value in your business. Create a value with your brand. somebody has to know that they're getting something out of it. If I come and purchase something, then I need to know it was a value to me, regardless of how much it costs. Because the price is the price, but the price got to reflect the value. You can't be charging $100 service, $100 or something, giving $10 service. So just those, as long as you're doing business the right way, I think everybody will be all right.
Yeah, I mean, and we all got to learn and start somewhere. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to leave it where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Also, give grace. Because Fortune 500 companies weren't always where they are today. You got to start somewhere and you have to learn. So I definitely feel like a lot of times when you're dealing with small businesses, you don't always give them grace. So yes, add value. Yes, have great customer service, but also don't be afraid to be that person that just gives grace.
Small business owners need grace.
I think we all need grace at some point.
I'm saying small business owners need grace. Business owners need grace. If McDonald's can keep messing up your order and keep telling you to go out to the parking lot
for 20 minutes, like something like
then,
what?
Then you can give that person that messed up your food order at that food truck a little bit more understanding. That's all I'm saying.
I'm the one who said that.
She the one who said that. I'm the one that's taking credit for it.
If you don't do nothing else, let's stop that in 2025.
What, taking your credit?
Yes, let's stop stealing my credit. Create your own shine over there. Don't steal what I'm doing.
But you made me look so good, babe.
I know.
So why would I stop doing something that makes
me
look good?
You just need to stop and create your own thing. Create a men's club of people where y'all give each other, you know, shine and support or whatever. Don't just be.
I want my wife to give me the shine. And I'm going to phrase it like that and leave it like that.
Wow.
I'm just saying. It just came out that way. I like it when you elevate me and I can say, hey, this is us.
Fair enough. I'm excited that we're back. I'll say the biggest thing is sticking to a schedule and just making sure that you continue on the process. Because I found that it's very easy if you don't set that time aside and actually do that to just really get thrown off your game.
It is. Like after the first few weeks when we didn't do on the podcast, it felt weird to me, like I'm supposed to be doing something. But after not doing it for so long and being out of practice, this became weird to me again, like setting up the equipment, getting the cameras and stuff together. It definitely takes its toll. Like you gotta keep being persistent in anything you're doing until it becomes comfortable, until it becomes natural.
Maybe that should be our consistency. No, I'm gonna stick with level up. But you do have to be consistent.
I'm giving energy. I ain't changing it. Put that on the shirt.
You keep saying you giving energy that you're putting on the shirt, but you're not giving no energy. And what you are doing is stealing my vibe. So maybe you should be a taker of energy.
I'm only doing 2 shirts this year. Maybe 3. Nothing to see here. And I'm giving energy. 2025.
So every podcast episode, he gonna make a shirt and don't never make not a damn shirt.
Wait till I get me. I'm gonna get me a shirt press and press my own damn shirts and be like, bam. Won't nobody make a shirt for me? I'd be giving some
you
great shirt ideas.
You want somebody to make you a free shirt?
If somebody said, hey man, I'll create that design for you, it'll cost you this.
But you didn't ask them that.
I said somebody put it on a shirt for me.
I'm just going to leave that where it's at.
Why are you going to leave it where it's at?
Because it just don't make no damn sense to me.
Why don't make sense? It's
I'm
opportunity.
Just telling you it don't.
Listen, if somebody saying, hey, man, they looking for something, let me see. Maybe you still got to share your talents. Never know what you can get when you share your talent.
You also have to learn when it's time to sever your partnerships. Every partnership ain't good. Oh, everybody don't share the same vision that you share. So if you find yourself not being aligned, know when it's time to separate. It's the same with energy. Like, if the energy don't feel right, you got to move on.
What partnership you finna sell?
Boy.
I'm just saying, like, don't be like that.
I just want people to understand, like, it's okay. It's okay to start over. It's okay to sever partnerships. It's okay to walk away when the energy is not right. It's just all okay. You don't have to care what nobody else. Think about whatever you got going on. Move with what's best for you. So I feel like that's good enough to just leave the podcast like that. Yeah. I gave some words.
Okay.
That's just what I think. I think I gave some words. We are back at it every Wednesday. We're gonna try to make it seven. We got our new look for season 3. Make sure that y'all are in the place February 1st for the black market. That is going to be awesome. Definitely stop by the Boss Fest podcast, sit and chat for a little bit, as we're showcasing business owners all day that day. And we have big things coming for 2025. I'm super excited. I know we're not sharing everything that it is, but we worked very hard in 2024. We'll continue to do the same. And I mean, that's what I got. I'm just really excited for the year. I'm happy that we're back. And I know we needed to take that time off to realign, to set up some meetings, to really focus both our personal life and business life. And I'm excited for what's to come.
I feel that. Business owners out there, we know it's a lot of different things going on in our community, outside our community. If you're looking for ways to advertise your business, you can reach out to the Boss Fest podcast through social media, through Facebook, through Instagram. You can even send us an email to bossfest01@gmail.com. As I learn to get better with this process, I am looking for people who want to invest in themselves and get the information out to a different audience. As we grow, you grow. So take advantage of this opportunity as we get better, because once I can finally say, man, the price is the price and I don't got to question the price, it's going to be a different feeling.
Also, Wanda is having a VIP gala. It is February 8th. If you guys know something going on around
the white gala.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
If you guys know about something going on around town, definitely send it to us. Hit us up in our inbox. We like to showcase what's happening around town so we can support each other. So keep shooting us that information. That's all I got for tonight.
We can end it at that.
All right. Peace. We will see y'all next Wednesday.
Peace.